tell the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development. Michael was preparing for a meeting with the Bluth Company board to decide what to do with some recently unfrozen funds.
Wow, exciting, huh? Finally getting some money.
What do you want, Lindsay?
I'd like some of that money.
Well, this money's for land, okay? We're not going to burn through it like Dad did when he was in charge with his bad investments and his corrupt dealings, mother's neck.
No, that was a good investment.
It is easier to look at now, isn't it?
What if I told you that the money was for something really worthwhile?
Like what?
I want to have an affair. Now, I'm not sure with who yet, but I'll need lingerie, waxings. These are some real costs, Michael.
I take it things aren't getting better with Tobias.
What's that supposed to mean?
Things hadn't been getting better with Michael's sister and her husband, even after she came up with a plan to get his attention.
Oh, my God. Listen to the radio.
I haven't heard this song since we first started dating. I just feel like using my body.
Well, Lindsay, could you use it over there? I'm trying to grow.
It's clear that's not going to happen. We had sex once in the last year, and he just laid there.
All right, look, this money is for land, okay? I'm not going to give you money to go have an affair. Why don't you pick something else to boost up your self-worth? How about charity? Why don't you get back to your roots?
Well, it hasn't been a while. All right, I'm going to go do that right now.
You're going to go get your hair done, aren't you?
Well, if I'm going to have an affair.
Michael got a message he intended to ignore. Until he read the next line.
A matter of land, Mom?
Oh, that's funny. I meant a matter of L and D, life and death.
What is the matter of life and death?
Buster's jaw clicks when he eats.
I think it's what's driving his friends away. I sent him to Canada for an operation. So I'll need some of that new money that just came in.
You know, Mom, if you want an operation that's really going to help him, you ought to have them finally cut that cord.
He needs me.
He doesn't need you. You coddle him. He's too old to go running to his mommy with all his problems.
I seem to remember a certain someone running to mommy when his algebra teacher made an example of it.
Michael had been suspended when another boy cheated off his test.
I won't go to college. Tracy won't marry me. I won't get a job. And
shh, 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 shh. What is this? What's happening?
Let Mama take care of it. I'll have a little chat with Mr. Vandenbosch.
The next day, Mr. Vandenbosch was not in school. He was never heard from again.
I know life is not fair to women. Your children grow up and they don't need you anymore.
And I seem to remember a certain grown man who completely fell apart 2 weeks ago when I taped over the Nova special that had the girl on it he liked.
That was Buster. That's my point.
George Michael, meanwhile, was at the frozen banana stand when he thought he spotted a familiar face.
Pop, pop. Oh, sorry. Pop, pop?
You think you saw Pop, pop,
but with hair. Which is probably why he asked for my hair, remember?
Give Pop, pop your hair! Give me the hair!
It all adds up. He stole somebody's hair, made a wig, knocked out the guard, tunneled his way through a sewer line, and then stopped to get a candy apple on his way to Mexico.
Of course. You're mocking me.
Of course.
Listen, I know what I saw, maybe, and there's no other explanation.
So listen, my twin brother's in town. I want you to take care of him.
You still see Uncle Oscar?
Tell you what. Give him $10,000 from the new cast. Just send him on his way.
Dad, the money is for the business, okay? I'm not just going to hand it all out.
Michael.
This is my brother. Do you know what it's like to have a sibling who has no source of income except for you?
Just one? No. No idea. It sounds wonderful, though.
Look, the board is watching every move I make,
especially that guy Jordan. He's just waiting for me to screw up so he can blow the whistle on me.
Why don't you just buy him out of his stock?
No, no, he wants twice the value. But listen, stop telling me what to do with the money, please. I've got a plan for the board meeting. It's going to take the gun right out of Jordan's hand.
Listen, you've got the money now, and you know my price. You don't need a whistleblower around here.
Interesting choice of words, Mr. Jordan. He's right. We don't need a whistleblower. We need a building full of whistleblowers. Okay?
Whistles.
I want this place to be honest. It's exactly why I had these made up for us. When you see something wrong, I want... There you go. I want you to report it. I want you to... Exactly. Just like that. I want us to police ourselves, vigil. Let's wait till something actually happens, Elsie.
Okay, good fun. All right. Hey, enough.
45, 46, 47. Okay, there's still three whistles left out there. Who's got the whistles?
He kept one.
There's a good example of whistleblowing, okay? But you kept yours, so it's hurting your case.
I was in the bathroom when you asked Rick back.
No, he wasn't.
In any event, we are going to be responsible with this money.
Michael, I hope I'm not interrupting anything, but I'd love to get a hunk of that new company money. I just need to prove to my wife that I can act like a man. And it's not about sex.
I don't just lie there if that's what you're thinking.
That's not what I was thinking.
Sorry, and just a quick question from Michael.
Is this about the money?
No.
What do you want?
I mean, it's not about money in the sense that I'm coming here saying, here, Michael, take some money. It's just more of a, may I have some kind of visit.
Don't you have a wife that you can ask now?
She left me.
For Tobias?
For me?
No. She doesn't even like you.
I'm in love with your brother-in-law.
You're in love with your own brother? The one in the army?
No, your sister's husband.
Michael. Michael.
No, that's your sister's brother.
No, I'm my sister's brother. You're in love with me. Me.
I'm in love with Tobias.
My brother-in-law?
I know it can never be, so I'm leaving. I'm enlisting in the army.
To be with your brother?
No!
Anyway, I can't be expected to live on the $800 a month army wife stipend that I'm going to get.
They just don't support the spouses.
You don't want to end up like Uncle Oscar, okay? Living off handouts your whole life. Why don't you come up with a way to make money? A suggestion of something to invest in, or maybe a business idea?
Well, I've always wanted to remake Annie Hall. Except I wouldn't want to get in bed with a green producer like a Sofia Coppola, though. Oh, but give me an old pro like a Robert Redford? Oh, I'd jump into bed with him in a second. And I wouldn't just lie there, Michael Bluth, if that's what you're thinking.
Actually, that time, that was what I was thinking.
And later that day, maybe spotted something interesting. Lindsay, meanwhile, arrived at the salon, hoping to increase her self-esteem. Unfortunately, her stylist had just been called up by his reserve unit.
What's happening? Where are you going?
I'm not allowed to tell. It's the war.
Oh, come on. These salon wars have got to stop.
The war, Lindsay. The real war.
Lindsay was stunned, not just that she was losing her stylist, but that apparently there was a war going on.
Well, I'm protesting this war. You're my friend, and I'm not going to let Shauna cut my hair. I'm going to take a stand.
And Lindsay found a solution to her self-esteem problem. Job and Tobias, meanwhile, were brainstorming at a local coffee shop.
I need a cup of coffee to focus.
So crowded in here, I can't think. Okay, what is it that people need?
People love to carbo load. The bagel place.
There you go.
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
Just researching our investment.
Oh, yeah, coffee places. I've thought about these. I'll tell you what, you guys come up with a proposal, we'll try one.
Job and Tobias accidentally had Michael on the hook, and they didn't want to blow the deal.
That's a response.
Hey,
oh, hey, Uncle Oscar, how are you doing?
Wow, you are like a rock.
Oh,
tension.
Okay, that's plenty. Okay, right there.
What's happening now?
The two men reconnected, neither one anxious to bring up the issue at hand.
On the lips.
Obviously, Dad's in prison now. I'm running the business a little bit differently.
Well, you do the best with what you have.
Yeah.
I have lemons. I make lemonade.
A very positive attitude.
Well, I hate the lemonade business. I hate the grind. You have to grind so many lemons.
You're not a very metaphorical person, are you?
I need money.
I know.
Oh, I cannot tell you how that has weighed on me.
Let me sit over here. So I've got too many people watching me too closely. So, if you're willing to work, or if you have something of value...
The only thing I have of value is my land. Well, I could give you the rights to All You Need Are Smiles. That was a song I wrote for David Cassidy. You can sing it on the Mike Douglas show, but he was too embarrassed to do it in front of John and Yoko.
Tell me about the land.
Land. It's a couple hundred acres of lemon groves right near Camp Pendleton.
If you're willing to part with that land, Uncle Oscar, I can guarantee you a little bit more than that $10,000.
To be honest, I've often thought of giving it up to pursue my lost love. The love that was taken from me.
hope that was the espresso machine.
Michael made the trip to survey the land. It was indeed beautiful. And the next day, he went to his father to tell him.
You give that gift to my brother?
Gift? No, I did not give him a gift. I told you the money was for investing, and that's exactly what I did with it, Pop.
Michael, this guy has got nothing in his life. He wrote one song that made Joan Baez call him the shallowest man in the world. He has a worthless piece of property, and yes, a head of hair, only because he's never had to work for a living.
Wait, now, what piece of property is worthless?
The Grove, you know, where he lives. I mean, can't build on it. The government has an easement on it.
Does Oscar know this?
Of course he knows it. I mean, they run their tanks through there. Occasionally they stop for a little lemonade, but what's that? That's $1.50. You can't make much from that.
Indeed, the land was valueless.
Fellas! Fellas!
So, tell me about this investment you made.
Back at the model home, Lindsay had decided not to take her stylist's departure lying down.
I'm protesting the war. There's a war going on, you know?
Yeah, I'm the one who told you and you said it happened 10 years ago.
Hey, isn't this the same sign you used to pick at the cable company when they dropped the Style Network?
Actually, I used this one for Michael when it was too cheap to pay for the premium channels. But I added the bit about stylists.
Now that secret you have? One about the hair that nobody's supposed to see? I saw it.
Oh.
I saw Pop-Pop.
Oh, right. Pop-Pop with hair. And you know, I should tell my dad about it.
No, no. He might need us to help him. So we should go check out the prison and make sure he's not there.
Oh.
Hey, you know, I got cable. You won that one.
Michael was embarrassed about the bad investment he'd made and was hoping to keep it a secret.
Hi, this is Oscar. I'm off pursuing my lady love. Leave a message. I'll get back to you next summer.
Hey, it's Michael. I know that you think that you've disappeared, but I will find you.
Who's disappeared?
No one? Why do you ask? Have you seen someone?
I've seen no one.
Then you haven't seen anyone that looks like Pop-Pop?
No. Why? Is someone who looks like Pop-Pop disappeared?
No. Of course not.
Better.
I know. Oh, have you seen the agricultural report?
Nothing's hotter than coffee. So, trend is up. So if we could get that check from you...
I'm not just going to hand out a check, okay? You got to come up with an investment plan. You got to call.
We've got an investment plan.
Joe Bias Industries.
Go Bias.
Hmm.
As in, go buy us some coffee.
It's great. Looks good.
So, when do I start making my monies?
Well, there may not be as much investment capital as we thought. Money's kind of tied up in this land deal.
This is the first any of us at Gobias Industries have heard of a land deal.
Maybe we could borrow on that land.
There's not much to borrow against. The deal seems to be bad. It's Uncle Oscar's land, and it may be worthless.
And the board okayed it?
Well, they weren't notified.
Damn it! Every time Dad does this to us.
Job, Dad really was...
Oh, please! He went around you, he went around the board.
Gobias!
Man, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go down to that prison and give him a piece of my mind.
Hey, Joe, no, you don't need to do that.
No, I'm doing it.
No, you don't.
No, because you're in charge now, and I'm telling him that.
No, listen, Joe, he's human, okay? He's a human being, and let me try to get us out of this. You know, let me see if I can get Dad out of this mess that he has created for himself, okay?
I'm afraid this offer comes off the table at midnight tonight.
Maybe the worst bluff I've ever seen.
Even the members of Gobias agreed on that one. The next day, Lindsay, having heard about a military exercise, joined a protest group and went off to exercise her own First Amendment rights.
This way! Thank you! Right here! This way! I'd ask you to make sure you're fully inside the free speech zone before beginning your protest.
Free speech zone? This is where we're protesting? This isn't right. Where are the cameras?
They're in the free press zone, and if you could save your comments until you're completely loaded into the cage...
Well, at least a procession will come through here. They'll see us protest.
Nicely, they're using their right to cut through the lemon grove.
Okay, have fun. Enjoy your right to free speech. The armed forces welcomes your dissent.
Probably somebody will come by with a protest.
My grandkids, what a surprise.
Oh, he's here.
Of course I'm here. Where else would I be?
Well, we thought you broke out of prison and were on the land with stolen hair.
Don't you think that if I got out of here that I might want to go home?
Well, that's what we thought. But then my dad told us about that lemon grove that you bought, and we thought you were going there.
Yeah, but don't worry. We would never blow the whistling family.
What lemon grove?
And so Michael went back to the board to take responsibility for his mistake.
My dad screwed up. He bought something that he shouldn't have, but I guess that's why he's behind bars.
Yeah, and he's not allowed to conduct any business from there.
Right, yeah, I was involved. It wasn't all his decision. See, it was his idea, and then I carried out the transaction.
That's even worse. Conspiracy to commit fraud. Of course, you can always buy me off the board.
We don't have the money anymore.
And I assure you that nothing illegal has happened here. I've misspoke. My dad in no way is talking about business from prison.
Excuse me. Your father's calling from prison. He wants to talk to you about the land deal you made with his brother. Hey, I found this on your desk. Can I keep this?
Back at the free speech zone, Lindsay's protest had started to gain some attention, but not from any key decision makers.
I thought we were seeing a gay marriage.
Well, we can still hose them down.
What are you giving up?
Face it, Lindsay. They've won.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. All your water's doing is whetting my appetite for protest. No hair for oil! No hair for oil!
Fine, we'll drown you out with music.
Wake up! I'm in the mood to stand.
And Lindsay discovered that the activism that came out of her desire for prettier hair really did boost her self-esteem. While Michael, with nowhere else to turn, made a rare unsolicited visit to his mother's.
Michael?
Yeah?
I hope you're here to bring me a check for Buster's surgery. They made him stop eating after midnight, and he's hungry, and he's in a foreign land, and his jaw is clicking, and he's scared.
So I don't have the money, all right, Mom?
Then why are you here?
I don't know.
So, how's work?
It's not great, Mom, since you asked. It's not that great. You know, I got a board member who's trying to extort me, and a seller I can't find. This whole real estate thing is a total mess. I got Dad completely...
What did your father do? Did he try to screw something up for you again?
No, he didn't screw anything up. I screwed something up, Mom. I did it, and Dad is just, you know, furious at me, and he should be. You know, he told me to pay off his brother, and I didn't, and instead I bought his worthless land.
With the lemons and the tanks?
I know it. First investment I made with the company money, and it's a total disaster. Then I went ahead and lied about it, which is going to let this board member bring the company down. I'm going to ruin this family, Mom. What's this? What's happening?
It's going to be all right.
Why are you squeezing me with your body?
It's a hug, Michael. I'm hugging you.
Why?
Because you need your mother right now.
But I don't get along with... Well, sorry, that was a knee jerk.
Michael, you made a mistake. You're a human being, but you're so forgiving to everyone else in this family. Try being forgiving to yourself. Now, if you'll excuse me. Let Mama take care of it.
No, Mom, come on. I don't want you to do anything. Hey, this isn't algebra. I'm a big boy. Mother, do not make somebody disappear.
Now there's someone who could have used a good mother.
Whore!
And so, before Oscar could leave to find his lady love...
Oscar!
She found him.
Lucille, you look fantastic.
You still have the neck of a 20-year-old.
And you still have the hair of a lion. Take back the land.
That's it? But I thought... We could have this brief moment to reconnect.
Oscar, your brother is in jail right now. My husband is in jail.
You're right.
So what's the rush?
And the next day...
Michael!
Hey, Mom! Hi, listen, I'm sorry about yesterday. It was a moment of weakness. Now, I gotta go into this board meeting. I'm just gonna tell them the truth, okay? If this guy Jordan wants to try to get me fired, then maybe I deserve it.
He's gone. We bought out his shares.
With what?
With the money you tried to spend on that lemon grove.
You got it back.
How?
You know about what I was saying about how people outlive their usefulness? That was out of line.
I know. But you made a good point. Maybe I do need something to occupy my time other than my children.
Well, if you do want to spend it together, it's fine with me.
I'm so glad to hear that.
All right. Let's get this meeting started. Why have we been spending so much money on whistles?
On the next Arrested Development, Michael finds having his mother on the board problematic.
We have to be courageous.
I remember a certain young man who used to say, "But I don't have bad dreams in your bed."
That was Buster.
Lindsay finds her true calling.
I want to be a cage dancer.
And Oscar comes a courting.
That racket.
Your sweet pink mouth goes north, not south, and just smile.
Smile.